This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urging Switzerland to allow the re-export of weapons to Ukraine, saying the move would be vital in combating the Russian invasion. We get more from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Zelensky said in a video address to both houses of the Swiss parliament, quote, "We need weapons so we can restore peace in Ukraine," end quote. Switzerland has a long-standing policy of barring any country that buys Swiss arms from re-exporting them to the parties in a conflict. The request comes one day after Ukraine reported incremental advances in its counteroffensive against Russian forces in what it described as extremely fierce fighting. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The United States strongly criticized North Korea after Pyongyang test-fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. The State Department spokesperson, Matthew Miller.
The United States, along with our allies in the region, Japan, the Republic of Korea, condemned today's DPRK missile launches. These launches are a clear violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. They demonstrate the threat of DPRK's unlawful weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs posed to the region, to international peace and security, and to the global nonproliferation regime.
The launch of the two missiles occurred after South Korean and U.S. troops ended a fifth round of large-scale live-fire drills near the Korea's heavily fortified border. Pope Francis left the Rome hospital Friday morning, 9 days after undergoing surgery to repair an abdominal hernia. The 86-year-old Francis waved to well-wishers as he was taken to a nearby car. Trees and electric poles were uprooted as roofs were damaged in several parts of India's western state of Gujarat on Friday amid hurricane make that cyclone Bajabur that struck through that region. This is VOA News. The United States says price caps on Russia's oil are cutting revenue nearly in half and weakening its economy. We'll get more on that story from Lisa Dwyer.
When the Group of Seven Nations and the European Union and Australia last year announced a plan to cap the price of Russia's oil, U.S. officials said it would deliver a most effective blow to Russia's economy, undermining its greatest revenue source. Now, 6 months later, the Biden administration is calling the policy a success. Officials say the price cap has contributed to a significant decline in Russian oil revenue, with a nearly 50% drop compared with last year. The International Energy Agency this week issued its five-year forecast on oil demand, which suggests that fossil fuels dominance is starting to wane as countries move toward renewable energy sources, which in turn could lessen the economic strength of countries like Russia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
June temperatures briefly passed key climate thresholds, and scientists expect more such spikes. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
European researchers say earlier in June, global surface air temperatures rose 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 1.5 Celsius, above pre-industrial levels for the first time ever. And the temperature stayed high for 11 days. The deputy director of the Copernicus program says it doesn't mean members breached the limit set in the Paris Agreement, but it does show how critical it is to monitor for temperature spikes. And scientists expect next year to be even hotter than this year. One climate scientist at the University of Victoria says he feels like he's watching a global train wreck in slow motion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Parliament passed a resolution calling for the immediate release of Apple Daily newspaper founder Jimmy Lai, as well as the repeal of Hong Kong's national security law, which has been used to target pro-democracy activists and China critics such as Lai. Hong Kong authorities have targeted the pro-democracy advocate and China critic since 2020, partially in retaliation for the newspaper's criticism of the Chinese government. Lai, a British citizen, has been detained in a maximum security prison since December of 2020. Hong Kong authorized authorities have arrested dozens of people on accusations of breaking the law, which criminalizes any act of secession, subversion, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.